As 2019 winds down, it's time to reflect on some of the big news stories we covered across Eugene, Springfield, and the region. KLCC's Brian Bull has this year-end review.
If there were any stories that packed a literal wallop, it'd be the late February storms. Over 2 days, 18 inches of snow fell across the region, which felled trees, snarled traffic, and put thousands of people in the dark for days. Many government offices and schools closed while residents and road crews dug out. An Amtrak train even got stuck in Oak Ridge for 36 hours before crawling into Eugene. Passenger Emily Wyrick.
When I get to Portland, I'm going straight to the airport. I don't care if I have to stay there overnight. I just want to get on a flight home. So that's my number one priority. Then once I get home, once all of this is done, I'm going to get the biggest plate of nachos you can imagine. Just eat it.
In all, $30 million in storm damage was tallied in Lane and Douglas counties. Thankfully, fire season wasn't as intense as it was in 2018. But there was the Milepost 97 fire. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association spoke to KLCC after the fire grew to 6,000 acres in late July.
We've got 7 helicopters working on the fire, 2 large air tankers, and then 2 single engine air tankers. And they're supporting the firefighters on the ground who are trying to work in and around putting lines in on this fire.
Ultimately, the Milepost 97 fire burned more than 13,000 acres and cost $20 million in damages. It was caused by an illegal campfire. Not all disasters cause smoke or block roads. Homelessness continues to be a major issue in Oregon. And the website security.org declared Eugene the American city with the worst homelessness rate when adjusted for population. Such rankings irk local officials, including EPD Chief Chris Skinner.
I really struggle when somebody comes and says such and such organization identified you as the number one per capita in homeless, which may or may not be true. We know that we have an issue. We know we have a problem, a very difficult problem to solve.
One service well-versed with the homeless and the issues they face is Crisis Assistance Helping Out on the Streets, or CAHOOTS. It turned 30 in July. They've only continued to expand, as does demand across Eugene Springfield.
They're sending us to a disorderly subject at 13th and Alder 7-Eleven.
Copy. Can you advise if this is the same subject patrol was out with earlier, the one who was throwing feces?
CAHOOTS is an offshoot of the Whitebird Clinic, which marked its golden anniversary this year. The Oregon Country Fair also turned 50. It celebrated with more of its trademark counterculture arts and music venues.
Raise it up, raise it up. We're rising up.
The fair saw more than 58,000 attendees, a definite boost to Lane County's fortunes. This year, tourism officials announced record revenues for the county exceeding $1 billion. There were departures this year. Oregon's sole Republican Congressman Greg Walden announced he's not running for office anymore, prompting several aspiring candidates to explore a run. And Eugene City Manager John Reese announced he's retiring after 11 years.
There's a great foundation built, and I think to take it into the next phase is going to take somebody that'll be here for 3 to 5 years and have some real consistency of leadership. So for me, having gotten it to this place feels really good.
The University of Oregon continues to build up its track and field, as well as research facilities. At the site of the 5th Street Inn and Market, a golden jackhammer heralded the beginning of an expansion that'll lead to several hotels and increased office and retail space.
That's it. Ground broken.
47 vaping-related deaths, including 2 in Oregon, all but extinguished the vaping industry in 2019. Sales of vaping products plummeted, with vendors nationwide defending their merchandise. Some have called for tighter regulation of the industry. Thousands of voices called for greater support for Oregon schools, leading to many districts staging a walkout day in May. Dressed in red, teachers, administrators, students, and supporters turned out for rallies, demanding more state funding to shrink class sizes and tackle issues such as mental health. Oregon Republicans in the legislature held their own walkouts twice. Opposing a bill for a new business tax, they walked out in May. They came back and the new tax passed, but not after Democrats agree to axe bills on gun restrictions and vaccines. In turn, the Republicans agreed not to walk out anymore. But come June, they did again, to block a vote on a bill that would charge polluters for greenhouse gas emissions. The legislation ended up dying. Thousands of students walked out for four global climate strike events in 2019, like this one in Eugene.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
The activists call for an end to industrial plant emissions and pipeline development. A youth-driven climate lawsuit against the government is still held up in court. And on that note of patience, after 70 years, George Wicks received a Gold Medal of Honor for his spy work during World War II. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio bestowed the award upon Wicks in a special ceremony in February.
On behalf of the United States Congress and the people of the United States of America, with our incredible gratitude for your extraordinary service of the Congressional Gold Medal.
On that note, it's an honor to have you as our listener. Thanks for reliving just some of the stories KLCC covered in 2019. With the Oregon Ducks facing off against the Wisconsin Badgers in the Rose Bowl New Year's Day, 2020 is already off to a lively start. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull.